It's your boy DJ High, man, the motherfucking DJ without no motherfucking turntables. I'm KID's babysitter, don't wait to shop, Mr. Will, kill your motherfucking ass. Mister, I think I need help. Turn the barrel towards your way, cop back, kill yourself. Rest in peace to Young Dolph, rest in peace to Big Juke. You are now listening to Mother the Movement Podcast, aka Mother the Movement Podcast. I'm your motherfucking host, Hard Money. Let's get it going. Now, you hear the sirens behind me. No, they just looking for Diddy. See, look, I know, look, Diddy, your ass going down, Diddy. But we all do that. Now they try to see if the shit goes stick. You know, motherfuckers saying, now, is the shit going stick? Motherfuckers are asking, is the shit going stick? Is this nigga going to be pulling a Bill Cosby, or is this nigga going to be pulling an R. Kelly? Is this gonna be another Harvard Weinstein, or could he get the fuck away like motherfucking Russell Simmons? They trying to see how far and how deep this shit can go. Diddy said, fuck y'all. Diddy went to Jamaica or some motherfucking well. When the home was being raided, Diddy was somewhere in Jamaica. He ain't seen nobody but his goddamn kids. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I love my kids. And I'm going to tell y'all something. I believe that when it comes to this shit, nothing is by mistake. When you up on that level, nothing is by mistake. You don't think that they could have entered that home and nobody could have been in that bitch? Ask yourself. That's a lot of fucking money they playing with. You don't think they could have entered that home and nobody would have been in that bitch. What I'm saying is this. Everything that you see is what they want you to see. And everything you don't is what they don't want you to know. Now, don't nobody want to see no man in jail. I mean, let me rephrase that. No street nigga want to see another street nigga in jail. You hear me? But no means no. Notice what I just said. But no means no. And we going to bring back no bitch assness. Because niggas don't need to be bringing no bitch assness to my nigga right now. Brother Love need uplifting. Brother Love need support. Brother Love need prayer. But Puff Daddy fucked up. And we want y'all to know this. Because he know this. Certain things have no statute of limitation. Some of them don't. You understand me? The wind blowing. Let me find my cigarette up. So, he knew that was coming. Did he even try to change his life? Numerous of times. When things got hard, when shit got rocky, Diddy changed his motherfucking name. Diddy went from Puff Daddy, you hear me, to Puff, to P. Diddy, to Diddy, to Brother Love, to Love. So, with all the AKAs that he added, he was trying to leave certain shit behind. But everything that happens to the dog, I mean, everything that happens to the dog will come to light. It's Shell. Way before the Cassie incident, we knew it was coming. And now, P. people are saying before they even get this man in custody. Will it stick? Will he be another Harvey Weinstein? Would they let him go like they did Bill? Will people overlook it like they did Quincy? Will he go down like they was trying to do with Michael Jackson? Would the gloves not fit like OJ? People are saying, why you naming all these different names? Some of them cases, they didn't even have anything to do with underage women, don't have anything to do with sexual assault. True enough, it didn't. But know this, everybody that I just named got money. And it all depends on how much of that money they was willing to spend to save their motherfucking life. Diddy is not even in jurisdictions to get locked up by anybody. Diddy is right now on Pluto. I know what Diddy. I talked to him 2 days ago. He told me that all his kids are going to be located in Miami. But he going to Pluto. It's him. He's taking Rick Ross with him. You know, they gonna get wig stop. They gonna stop and get some wig stop. And they was going to Pluto. You know what I mean? They said him, Rick Ross, and Noriega was all going to Pluto, and they was gonna start a new Ciroc. They gonna do another liquor brand up there, and they was going start another revolt. That's what I heard. And, you know, I heard it from the source too. So while they in Pluto and everybody down here chilling, you hear me? See, you know, Diddy got money. Diddy got enough money to clone them two niggas and let the other two niggas seem like they still here, but they in Pluto. He called Future. Future didn't want to go. He called Uzi. He didn't want to go. Y'all ain't understand. See, that's Pluto and baby Pluto. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying. But back to what I was saying. Did it? Mr. Take that. Take that. Now, you know your ass going down, right? You know. But it's all about how much of their money you really to spend. So, your ass won't stay down. See, look. Y'all already gave Cassie, I don't know how many million. It was in the double digits of million, right? And I'm not counting your pockets, but did it. Listen, if I was you, I'd start siding over, you know what I mean, royalties and shit. You know what I'm saying? If they want your house, just give them the house in Miami. Give them the one in Brooklyn. Give them the one in Cali. Just let all your shit go. Let all your shit go, did it? Let's first start with the royalties. Because this a lot of fucking money, did it? Let the whole brand go. Something like how Suge did. Let everything go. Sell it all. Did it? You don't need it. You go to jail. So, sell all this shit. You know. Let motherfuckers be able to buy back. Give certain shit to certain people, like the people that was assaulted. Get up a couple bands. Not a couple bands, but a couple royalties, like, you know what I'm saying? Or we, you know, all the shit, like, you know, if I was you, matter of fact, fuck all that. What you should be doing is calling all the people, like, holla, you know what I'm saying? You know, Biggie's son or something. Give Biggie. You need to be trying to right your wrongs. You know what I'm saying? Like try to put all this shit on your heart, right? You need to, like, try to better your heart. Because when your ass going, you're going to need God. So, you've been playing with the devil all this time. You need your ass going to need God where you're going. So, you know, your ass should be trying to right your own. You know what I'm saying? Get Biggie's son, daughter. I think he had a daughter. Get Biggie's daughter. You know what I'm saying? All that nigga shit. You hear me? All them niggas, you know what I'm saying? Get up for back they royalties before your head get locked up. Do a press conference and say, look, everybody there was a bad boy. Holler at my lawyer, he got all your royalties. Shine, come get your shit. You know what I mean? Cam, come and get your shit. You know what I mean? Check this out. Killer. Hey, check this out. Hey, nigga, everybody come get your shit. I want to start too much shit. Because I was looking at some shit that Cam and Mace, you know. But Mace, come get your shit, man. You know what I'm saying? All y'all come and get your shit, man. If you was on the bad boy, come get your shit. Who that was? Who else on the bad boy? Jack and Ed? Was Jack and Ed? Nah, Jack and Ed was with what's her name? Drew Hill was with them. Destiny Kane, come get your shit. You hear me? Shine. Biggie, Cam, I don't know if he was signed to him, but I'm just gonna say his name just because. Fritz, come get your shit, man. Come get your shit, Fritz. He gonna have to be able to right his wrongs. Get right with God. And you from New York, you from Brooklyn, but you from New York. You should understand where I'm coming from. Get right with the God. And, man, look, you gonna have to, you know what I'm saying, right your wrong, man, sit down, you hear me? With all that being said, what the fuck is motherfucking, what's that nigga name? Rock, Planet Rock. The African Bell Bottle, what the fuck his ass at, man? All the little booties, he done been grabbing and putting his little thing, nasty thing in. What the fuck he is? His ass should be in jail right now. If African ain't Bell Bottle ain't locked up, boy. If he ain't locked up right now, listen, his ass must be somewhere well. He was puffing. We know he was puffing right now. Him, African Bell Bottle, Noriega, Rick Ross, the fat Rick Ross, and did it all together. Give a shout out to my sponsors.
Gang. You can hear me, gang?
It was not playing by the rules, sending the shit away. That's a lot of Nazis. Try not to be greedy.
They track all alien diamonds, the ice ain't picking. Swiping a nigga, hooked in my image. I ride with the gang, and we spell like a vision. Collapsible drink when I shoot, got a pimpin'. These niggas to do it, can't follow my pimp. I'm really not trying to fuck up these niggas. Out the top with the missiles, Baba Cribs, and I'ma give him the clippers. Fuck a thot, I don't know about a bitch. Spend this money, then provide with the clip. If you fake the fuck on my father,
hey,
playing pussy, we
gon'
kill
yeah,
this shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of everything niggas is crisp. 30 plus 10 climbing the seats. Now the bad ways running, so Gene ain't climbing nothing but a show.
My young niggas ballin' with 30 specials, my team system. We rockin' wherever your bitch might be bad, but my hoe is better. I ain't rockin' no knockin', it's messin' my fellas. I'm upgrade the standin', I left out the city. Y'all trippin' the ladies without even pippin'. I'm hard on these niggas and hard on these bitches. They stuck in the truck till I reach me a million.
Pull up in spaces, I'll get set up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got plenty of hands, I'm pullin' with hoes, I pull up with bands.
I see the bleaks that you and your mans.
That's, hey, I ain't gonna lie. See, that one of the hardest just the Chicago Copper ever released. But I still got the shit sitting in the cut. Hey, but check this out, man. Shout out to my sponsors. Hey, Cargo Copper, man. Go ahead and lace your line right now, man. Lace your clothes the line. Let everybody know what you fucking with.
Hey, man. This your boy, Cargo Copper, Stupid Turn Entertainment, man. I got Stupid Turn Clothing. It's out now. You know what I'm saying? And you can get your order where I make custom shirts, custom everything from the jogger sets to the stack sets. You know what I'm saying? And whatever three colors you want, I put that shit together, man. I got five sold already, so, you know, I'm doing good business, and I just started. So, if you looking for that drip, man, make sure y'all follow me on IG, Cargo Copper 103. You dig?
Cargo Copper 103 on all platforms. You're looking for that drip. Please don't slip. Don't hesitate. Just go holler at my nigga. He gonna lace you up, joggers, whatever the fuck you looking for. Hey, you looking good. AD not gonna charge you that but money for it. You feel me? So hey, look, you gonna pay for the quality though. You gonna pay for the quality for sure.
Thanks, for sure. But what you got going, money?
Man, look, to be honest with you, man, I want to touch on this topic right here, man. Everybody that already done seen it. What's up with your boy, bro? That's your boy.
Who?
Diddy.
That ain't my boy, nigga.
Oh, my fuck, bro. I thought you
What the fuck? Don't be putting that on my jacket. I thought you know, I fucks with Diddy though. I don't give a fuck. He made some good ass music. You hear me?
I thought you fuck with the music.
I fuck with Diddy, man. I don't know about his personal lifestyle.
I never said that was
fuck with Diddy, man. Diddy ain't never, you know what I'm saying, drop no bad music, never, you know, interact with a lot of shit. You see what I'm saying? Diddy was Diddy.
Would you say that he is one of the top producers?
For sure, for sure.
Okay, me too. I say the same thing. Shit.
Bro, he got, this man literally took something from 19, I'm talking about back then, cuz, and now he's still growing in the future shit. You know what I'm saying? With future artists and shit. See, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, come on, bro. That's really one of the hottest producers in hip hop.
Ever, right?
I don't give a fuck what he got going on. Give him his flowers. He had a lot
of money. Not necessarily a producer, though. Okay, producer, he did his thing as far as a producer.
Producer, rapping, clothes, the whole nine. Like, when you look at Cash Money,
you talking about Revolt. You talking about the liquor brands. You talking about all that.
Where is that? Come on, man. He the first to me, the first to do it. After he came out with the liquor, you know, who behind him with the liquor, you know what I'm saying? Don't know Ludacris.
Yeah.
Don't forget about the Nouveaux and the shit that we used to drink then. You know,
what's the day played a big role in the Nouveau too? Let's give everybody their props. Carrie Hill, since she played her little role. But the major role though was motherfucking T-Pain with the Nouveau, cuz.
Yeah, for sure.
But back to Diddy though. So you seen up on Ray Diddy house and shit, right? In Miami.
Yeah, I seen half of it. You know, I gotta watch it on my own time and not when everybody just talking about it. I gotta go do my research. You know
exactly.
Yeah, I seen it and I've been hearing about it, but get what? Hey bro, Diddy got a lot of these niggas rich.
These same niggas
that trying to backdoor Diddy was the same niggas that was getting that money. See what I'm saying?
Man, look, but we talk about all that because them niggas that trying to backdoor Diddy, all that, we talk about what Diddy did. We talk about nobody else.
Though, you know, like to be 100, like, shit, what they say is what they say. I ain't seen it. He ain't invited me to no Diddy party.
Hey, you a real nigga. Hey, that's why I fuck with you, cause you a real nigga. And your perspective really matters to real niggas. But at the same time, though, let me tell you something. This shit don't mean shit in court. If you got all the people that's...
What's that money? Breaking up.
Hey, copper, so like I was saying, man, you know what I'm saying? That bad motherfucker dead, right? He got niggas and everything coming out against him, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this shit kind of nasty. I ain't gonna say kind of nasty. It's nasty. But the main thing is this, though, right? One thing that we push and one thing that we ain't down with, cuz, it is no beads, no cuz, for what? And then, too, if you doing anything sexually with other age motherfucking people, God, we ain't fucking with this shit. You hear me?
I feel you on that, though, but, you know, at the same time, it's levels to that certain shit. Because, see, I was young fucking with old cougars.
Hey, look, I feel you, but at the same time,
Because it's the same thing goes. You see what I'm saying?
Right. But listen, it was on some shit. It was shit like this, though, right, cuz? It was on some shit like everything was like on some shit like shit. You wanted to do that, though, cuz. Everything was consensual. You wanted to do that. It wasn't like they forced you to do anything, right?
Oh, hell nah. They ain't forced me to do a damn thing. You hear me? I wanted to do that. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. But that gets to the point of what I'm saying now.
I understand fully what you're saying.
It's a lot of folks play roles, cuz. You know what I'm saying? And when it's like, come on, cuz. You know what I'm saying? I done deal with a family member going through some situations on some he say, she say, and it's a fucked up situation. You see what I'm saying? But now, my folks free, you feel me? And they got, you know what I'm saying? They finna drop their shit cuz they ain't got no evidence. They ain't got nothing. And that shit was really some he say, she say on some hatred.
Let me ask you this. It was just he say, she say, and it was just one person, right?
Yeah.
With Diddy, I think it's something like it's more than one person, God. You see what I'm saying? So it's more than one person with Diddy. So, you know, if it's just like if one person call you a killer, let me take a move. We're going to talk about the streets right now, right? Okay, if one person call you a killer, they just be niggas talking shit. We talk about in the city of Memphis, right? We just talk about how it is in the city of Memphis. If we get up with a nigga be like, hey, man, you got to watch Lil Bojo, he'll kill him. Like, oh, okay, bet. So you be Bojo, cool nigga, though, you know what I mean? But you hear somebody else say, hey, Bojo a killer. Now you thinking like, all right, Bojo might got a couple bodies on it. But you heard another nigga say Bojo a killer. Bojo a stepper then, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, he a stepper, but he a stepper for certain calls. See, look, what I'm saying is, if he showed y'all that he a killer and he ain't showed me he a killer, shit, Bojo, in my eye. But I gotta watch. Hey,
that's why I fuck with you. That's why I fuck with you, cause you say, but I know I gotta watch this nigga that because I ain't never seen this side of.
This side might be the side that I might need. You see, Kelly.
Hold on. We got my boy Kelly.
What it do, man?
Rasta.
Might not make it, man.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, man. Skinny jeans, and that don't mean shit. I stay strapped like a dyke, pussy nigga on flies. Fuck!
What it do, cuz?
What's going on, man? You must thought we forgot about you.
Nah, I'm on the way to physical therapy right now.
Yes, sir.
You know, a nigga just want to touch bases with you right now, but I just want to ask you this right here, right? Tell me, hey, listen. I want both of y'all to know, look, a nigga planning some huge shit. I don't want to say too much on the podcast, but I'm going to touch base with y'all real soon. It's going to be real huge, though. But listen, hey, how you feel about the Diddy situation right now? You hear me, Rasta?
Diddy fucked. He fucked, bro, because look, I was watching the interview with Academics. You know, I be on the YouTube stuff heavy. Basically, he had an FBI agent on there with him, and the FBI agent was like, "Damn, moves to know." First of all, a house warrant, search warrant is the top at the top of the top. So if they got three house warrants on him, they already got evidence 100%, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, that's how it is. You know, that's how they do it. You know what I'm saying? They rich niggas. But let me tell you something though. By us being where we at. We don't know Diddy level, so let's just start there. Shout out to my nigga J Bird.
Yeah.
So
motherfucker get a search warrant for your shit, right?
For three houses now.
Nah, but listen, if a motherfucker get a search warrant for your shit, right? We just talk about for the house that we stay in. That be for the house you stay in. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but these niggas got multi houses. These niggas got multiple houses, cuz. So that shit being said, cuz, if you hold the right to multiple houses, cuz, yeah, all you gotta do, all thing it takes is just get a judge to sign off on all the motherfucking houses we need to search. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But this the thing though, cuz. What else you was saying though, Rasta? What else you was saying?
I was basically the feds don't make no search warrants or no moves, bro, unless they got 100% evidence on you already.
Come on, man. Y'all been watching Power. Y'all know what's going on.
Come on now, bro. Those folks ain't gonna bother you if they ain't got no type of evidence. And they percentage rate is at 100%. Every time they indict somebody.
Not 100. It's 98. Like... It's a 98%.
Well, shit, it's only 2% off. Little shit, you might as well just round that bitch up to 100.
True. But then again, at the same time, though, it is a percentage where a motherfucker can get out. But it has to take a motherfucker like you got to dig. What's your boy name up out the grave? What's his name? Cuz y'all know his name, cuz
Mace.
Who?
Mace.
Nigga Mace ain't dead.
He's still living, nigga.
God damn. Hey, shout out to my nigga Mace. God damn. He got a whole podcast with Cam right now, man. Shout out to It Is What It Is podcast. But,
I know you're saying he was dead. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a lawyer, cuz. What's cuz name? The famous lawyer, cuz. A black lawyer, cuz. He famous as hell from Memphis, cuz.
I don't know.
He used to fuck with all the black people and shit, cuz. He got a whole motherfucking law firm in his name down there in Memphis.
I know who you're talking about. I just don't know the name off top.
Shit, it's gonna come to him. They gotta dig that black nigga up out the grave, cuz, in order to make this shit work good to get off. But yeah, then he got to
think about it too, cuz. He had Cassie
don't count. He already paid Cassie like a $30 million. So she don't count.
Already snitching.
She was, but they set out of court for about $30 million, cuz. So she don't count, cuz.
This is the thing about the situation that I'm getting it. The underage type shit.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta think. When it come down to these underage type artists and shit, Usher was young, fucking on Chili, and Chili was a bit of grown.
Yep. Diddy had a girl too that was 17.
You see what I'm saying? And Usher was, I think, listen, ain't no different, bro. What's right was right and what's wrong. You know what I'm saying?
But in the state of Illinois,
Usher was 14, 13.
Hold on. Cuz said, what'd you say, Roster? What in the state of Illinois was what?
The age of consent is 17. And Philadelphia is 16.
So let me ask you this. So this ain't got nothing to do with Diddy, but let me ask you this, right? You got R. Kelly. You got Aaliyah. Age ain't nothing but a number, that whole term. You know, he married Aaliyah when she was 15. And you said the age was what?
Somewhere in 16 in the other word.
But listen, he married Aaliyah when she was 15, but her parents gave consent and all this shit, but she was still 15. R. Kelly did that. But keep going.
That shit hit different, but like I say, like, this shit, this world wicked, man, you know what I'm saying? And it been wicked for years and years, but, you know, we are in our last fucking... You know what I'm saying? Like, when they say you gonna be at the last of your days, last of your times, like, mm-hmm. When shit started happening, look at so much shit that had happened, cuz.
Not necessarily your days, cuz. These are everybody's days, cuz.
This is everybody, people as a person. Anybody that is walking and talking, this is everybody.
Hold on. Before you continue. Hey, I want to give a shout-out to Cali Boy Kevin, a.k.a. Rasta Man Kevin. You know what I'm saying? Blood Clot Kevin. He just left the chat, but I want everybody to know, man. Give a shout out to that nigga. Go find a nigga all major platform, Rasta Man Kevin. Hey, but back to what you were saying, Kevin.
Yeah, like you got to think, like they say, we are living in our last days to where look at so much shit that didn't happen. Like a lot of good people are dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not just because they done did some fucked up shit. You know, when it's our time, and look at what the world is becoming. Look at what the music is becoming. I ain't gonna lie, cuz, when it come down to rapping, cuz, this ain't cuz. If I ain't got on back then, cuz, on some 100 shit, cuz, I ain't trying to get on, cuz.
Hey, but I feel you. You just saying that just off of the shit that you see right now today.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I stay independent where I can drop whenever I want to drop. You see what I'm saying? And I'm my label of how I rock shit, how we get money shit, we go work a 9-to-5, we gonna go sell our clothing line, we gonna notarize some shit, and we gonna build that shit. But as far as trying to be like the other artists and shit, like, cuz, this shit a gimmick, cuz.
So basically, what my nigga, let me transfer this to motherfuckers, right? What my nigga is saying is this. He's no longer pushing, like, trying to get signed by a major label now because he see what the major labels are interested in. And that's not his type music. He would never be the type of music, and he'll never be that type person. So if a motherfucker sit up there and want him to portray this artist or be like this artist or act like this, he'll never do that. He'll rather continue to be himself and continue to push the music on the independent platform and make the money like that, even if that mean he... Shout out to Ross, Stop Man, Kevin, KG. Even if he had to continue doing it that way.
All right, you too.
Yeah, I mean, like at the end of the day, like I said, it's a lot of stuff, like, it's more crimes, and, like, it's crimes everywhere, but this shit is horrible now. You see what I'm saying? It's really horrible as hell now.
Yeah,
it's
hey, like, look, before I got cut out, I was trying to say what y'all were talking about at the end of time. I ain't trying to cut you out, cuz, but I was trying to say, basically, it's not the end of time, it's just the end of Earth time. Like, Earth got to always restart itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah,
and this 2002 babies, they win, they got it.
Yeah,
hey,
they got it.
Hey, I'm playing motherfucking dodo. Hey, Nick, get the fuck out of the way. Hey, y'all, like you just said, they got it. Y'all got that shit.
I don't even want no switches or nothing. Fuck a switch.
Y'all got it, bro. Because at the end of the day, bro, y'all got it to where they done gave the wrong people the money to where the wrong people are going.
You ain't rocking with this.
You might as well don't even think about being a rapper type shit. And that, not saying that that's happening, but it is happening, and it's slow motion happening. Cause like, if you ain't rocking with this, it's gonna be hard for you to compete with these major artists who really ain't about the shit they rapping and talking about.
You know what? You know why it is. You know why it's that easy? Because back then, they came to us face to face. Bro. They put this shit in our face. As far as Illuminati. I don't know if y'all believe this shit or not, but they put that shit down face, cuz. You know what I mean? And to be honest, it's all just a cult. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's a certain motherfucker, a group of people that catch certain motherfuckers before they pop. You know what I mean? And they put their ass in this cult, make them do certain shit. And if you sit up here and you don't follow the rules of the cult, you're going to expose you for the certain shit.
This all wicked and shit and all, but at the end of the day, like, these niggas gotta be, you gotta stand for something or fall for nothing.
You know what, like, they stand for? You know what they stand for, cuz?
What, cuz?
Fame.
And guess what? This shit.
Hey, clout is fame, cuz. We just another term of fame, cuz. Fame.
Yep. Clout is a drug, boy.
Man, look, hey, bro, y'all can keep the clout, man. No route, man.
I ain't gonna lie, though, y'all. I was gonna start clout chasing. I ain't gonna lie.
See, it depends on, that's why to me, it's a difference. To me, a difference between clout and famous. Yeah, clout is you trying to be famous, trying to get to that famous status. Famous, you already famous. You the person who every time somebody see you, they trying to get an autograph, but you ain't gotta see, by you being famous, you don't need clout.
But listen what you're saying, cuz. Listen what you're saying, cuz. It's true. Cuz they say clout chasing. It's basically fame chasing, though, cuz. Cuz when you build enough clout, cuz, it's just enough clout till you be famous. You build enough fame. You build enough the notoriety, the people knowing you, cuz.
Looking for the
So look.
We have Dimetic.
Hey, I
My bad, y'all.
Nah, you good. I fuck with you because that's some real personal shit you doing right now, good.
Like right now, could like literally could like where my head is right now.
Hold on, good. I don't want to overlook what I just told, good. You hear me?
Yeah.
Nah, you hear me, KG? KG. Kevin.
If he can't hear you, you know he had a he had his
Yeah, but you heard what was said, right?
Yeah.
And I just want everybody to know, like, I really try to let him know that everybody else heard that too. You hear me? I just wanted him to know there's some real shit. But what you was saying though, cop.
We was hopping on other subjects and shit, but trying to get back to the topic of this Diddy situation, man. Like, it's really, it's really fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, these folks who trying to expose Diddy, man, shit, it's a choice, bro. It's a choice, bro. Come on, bro. Nigga could walk up to me with 100,000, could be like, "Cuz, this hurt, this yours." And it didn't happen before where niggas be like, "Cuz, this yours. All you gotta do is do this."
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? It ain't no me trying to fuck another nigga. It's just,
it know what it is. Nigga know what's going on. Nigga know what's going on. We street nigga.
You see what I'm saying? And I shouldn't take the bag and do the shit and then turn around and say, "Ah, he had me to do this and do that." Nah, bro, you just took the bag, bro. You
just it's the same. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You wanted that bread, bro. So don't.
But then look, though, cuz. Let's know this, too.
Yeah.
The people that came out, the people that was, I'm talking about the fuck and what everybody else said.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the people that came out. Now, this was some shit that happened. It wasn't consensual. It wasn't some shit. If it happened, they didn't know it was happening. They was too young to understand. They say it takes for a woman's mind to fully develop. Good. Shout out to Rasta, Maddie Calvin, Rasta Jam, Maddie Calvin, motherfucking KG.
I heard.
I know what
you're
saying, money, but fuck that. I'm not gonna suck up and say, well, this and that, this and that. Cause guess what? We was young, to where we were doing grown folks shit, knowing we weren't supposed to. Cause come on, bro, we were young to where we were doing shit we know we weren't supposed to do. But it just
okay,
it was.
Oh, you talking about? Oh, look, let me ask you this. Before I continue this conversation, are you talking about like on Diddy's behalf or are you talking about on the bitches' behalf? No disrespect to the women, they had that, you know what I mean? So, cuz, which one are you talking about?
On the women's behalf of this.
No, you can't do that, cuz. You can't do that. You can't.
This is what I'm trying to say. It might come
so
out.
So, you just
wrong.
Trying to say that these bitches are hot. You trying to say these bitches was hot and ready to fuck.
Come on, bro. And that's shit true, cuz I was growing up, nigga, where it was 14-year-olds fucking on the dope board that was every bit of 18, yeah. 19, 20, and 21. And these were motherfuckers that go to middle school with us and be fresh as hell.
Hey, look, that's true. It's true.
The point still is what going I'm
saying on. Is, cuz they know what was going on, bro.
You know who they learn from?
Who? They mama.
Niggas like Diddy. Hey, look, I don't give a fuck. No motherfuckers say,
cuz. That shit start at home first, cuz. Don't blame everything on Diddy. That shit start off at home first, cuz. Come on, bro. Peek that shit, man. These motherfuckers, come on, bro. Memphis so fucked up, cuz.
I'm happy you said that because just know this. Look at we at nowadays, cuz. Nigga don't need
that. Nowadays or never, cuz. It was back then where I knew a 13-year-old that was selling that. No, now and then, cuz. That's the same shit apply, cuz. You gotta have a mind. And these folks saying they want level headed, they want cuz that shit cap, cuz. If I could tell you my lifestyle as a child, cuz, and
don't
what
do
I
it, cuz. Don't do it. Not on the platform, cuz they'll be dead.
Like, you know, me being a child and knowing what's right and what's wrong, cuz them folks knew too. They mamas knew. They mamas and daddies knew. They aunties and whoever else went to these concerts knew what the fuck going on. Prime example, R. Kelly.
No, you can't bring Kelly and Diddy in the same.
Yes, you
I'm
can.
I'm not bringing them in the same category, but I'm just saying, like, when it comes down to what's been happening to a lot of people that say they was wrong, they didn't know, cuz that shit false to me. I'm not gonna accept that shit, cuz. Cause y'all, they knew what it was, cuz. If a nigga come to me, I'm 14 years old, a dope boy can come to me and be like, cuz, I got these bows, cuz, what you trying to do? And that didn't happen before where a nigga pulled up like, man, I got some bows, cuz, I'm trying to get them all gone, cuz, you trying to, you see what I'm saying? But I'm like, man,
I could take them bowls. But shit, a nigga know where I lay my head in that. So it's like, man, why would I put myself in this circumstance? So could that shit apply to them same people that's my age right now who went through that shit? They took the bad because,
you know, listen, you talk about, okay, hold on, cut. Let me talk for one minute, cut. You talk about the release of what you talk about. You talk about the satisfaction, the release of dopamine that comes out of your brain from satisfaction, right? Because that's basically what you're telling me. Like, if you would have got that dope, sold that dope, made that money, gave him his money, had some money as a young nigga your age, the satisfaction of making that money, the dopamine, the being happy. Hold on. So listen. I understand what you said, but let me ask you this. You got any kids?
No, I ain't got no kids.
You say you stepfather, you know?
Yeah.
My nigga. Kevin, you got any kids, Rockstar Man, KG?
Yeah, I got three.
You got any little girls?
Yeah, I got two little girls.
Okay.
Hey, cool.
So you can relate. Cub. Hello.
Go ahead, because this shit just got to be heard. When I was 15, cuz, I had a time to come in the house still, cuz.
Guess what I did, cuz?
I still came in the house at a certain time, cuz. So all these artists who had to go through what was they at when it was time to come in the house when the streetlights came on?
Most of these motherfuckers didn't have no mama, cuz. Most of these motherfuckers didn't have no daddy, cuz. Most of these motherfuckers raised by their grandma, cuz.
They had a nanny.
Hold on, get this understood,
cuz. I'm one of the ones, too.
You heard me? I ain't want to say nothing, cuz. I just wanted you to say.
Nah, you might not didn't have a mama, but you had somebody.
No. It's just mama was fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Daddy wasn't around, so shit. Grandmama the only one that was stable enough to take care of me at the time. And I'm not talking about on my perspective. I'm just talking about from everybody else's, right? But just put it like this. Notice this though, cuz. Let's just say certain motherfuckers that didn't have a daddy. Let's just eliminate the daddy out the crazy. You hear me? If a nigga ain't got no male figure up there, and he ain't telling you what to do, you around your mama 24/7, and all that, you go slick. Be, and I'm not saying this, but I'm saying this. You gonna be a pervert, cuz. You either gonna be gay or you gonna be a pervert. Cuz you
freaking right, ahead. Right, you right.
Let me stop.
He right,
you,
though.
You right on certain stances. Cuz guess who taught me how to build shit? Guess who really taught me how to do a lot of shit that I didn't know how to do, cuz.
Who?
Your mom.
My mama, my grandma. You see what I'm saying? My grandma was the type. She could build a house from floor to the top. You see what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is, cuz, I had people who showed me some things that my daddy didn't show me. That's gonna go with me for the rest of my life. And guess what? I ain't gay by a long shot. You see what I'm saying? I hung around all my life number bitches. You wanna know why?
Me too.
What the fuck is y'all saying?
It's relaxing. I ain't gotta deal with no homeboys stealing no clothes, no shoes from me. I ain't gotta deal with, there's a lot of shit. You see what I'm saying?
We a different breed, cuz. We a different breed, cuz. I'm not talking about you. The reason why I was speaking up on that,
like me though. I'm speaking on people who you know what I'm saying.
Like you, because I understand. Guess what? Your thug was the same way, good. All right, let me say this. Your thug was the same way, good. Brought up the same way, good. You hear me?
Yeah.
The only difference is, for what he say, the only difference is this. He used to dress up in his motherfucking system, them clothes and shit, woo the woo, and all this and that, and didn't see no problem with it. You see what I'm saying? That word, the dress and all that shit came from when he was younger. He used to do that shit back in the day and didn't see no problem with it. But one thing about us, right?
Yeah.
We know what it is. It's a problem. You see what I'm saying?
Nigga, go take that shit off. Nigga.
His daddy wasn't there. His daddy wasn't there. You see what I'm saying? His grandmama done was there though. You hear me? And they said his mama done was there. You know, so they said there's a laughing matter. See, but what I'm saying is this though, cause we different. We a totally different breed from the other motherfucker, from the next motherfucker. One thing that we was raised with, all three of us that's on this pod, is common sense, cause.
Common sense and
a lot of people ain't got common sense, cuz. So you can't come out, you can't come out and try to say, well, they're just common sense. No, motherfuckers ain't got common sense. You know what I mean? And that takes me back to what I'm saying, cuz. Go back to your age. Just like you said that what you did back then with an older female at your age that you was at, true enough, it was in the right because both of y'all wanted them. But at the same time, because ye had common sense and that bitch damn near didn't either. Because if y'all both did that shit, baby, you fucking a baby. And for two, you fucking an old ass woman. So with that, and I'm not saying nothing, I'm just saying from the outside. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? Cause like I said, we all was in this situation. So
homeboy mamas and shit.
But listen, stop saying, oh God, don't agree with this nigga. Listen,
I know what's going on. I'm just trolling, man. I'm using the internet for what it is, but you know, go laugh, go
get talk about niggas that were clouching. Listen, we going everywhere, gentlemen. Hey, gentlemen, we going everywhere on all different platforms. You niggas, oh God, they gonna agree with that shit. No, listen, don't do that.
It be little moments like that's cool to laugh. And, but you know,
we already got some clips that's gonna sell it anyway. I'm just letting you know, we got those. This gonna be one of the ones that's gonna be outrageous. But anyway, back to Diddy. So, Mr. Diddy, Mr. Brother Love, Puff Daddy, Puffy, P Diddy.
Take that.
You finna take a lot of time. I want you to know that. Because these dudes ain't finna play with your ass. And and you notice he was in Jamaica. He was up about the hey, KG.
Nah, this is my mailing address.
Okay. What you saying, money?
What KG take care of business?
Yeah.
I'm my fault, KG. Is she sleep?
Nah, you good.
Hey, KG, you know they say did it somewhere up there with the Jamaicans, man.
Yeah, they say he got on his private jet right when they busted in.
But either way it go, like you can't run from nothing, bro.
Nah,
you can't run for nothing.
You can't run for shit. The feds got you. It's over for.
You know what I'm saying? Hell, you can't do shit. That shit federal.
Yeah, if you rich, that shit don't mean nothing when the feds get you.
But at the end of the day, it's like if his ass
stay where he at though. Notice. See, that's where shit get. That's where shit. He got a lot of money now. He got a whole lot of money. So. I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about. Listen, if he goes somewhere that ain't got no fucking jurisdictions to America, his ass can run for forever. But look, his motherfucking ass is going to have to go over there. And then, too, it's kind of fucked up right now because everybody, they don't like America right now. So I don't give a fuck who he is. If you from America, we finna kidnap you and try to get around somebody from your ass. So he probably
gonna look more guilty. If he
I heard they was doing shit down there in Haiti and shit. It was kind of messed up because I was gonna go on a cruise and shit, man. They over there tweaking and shit.
Yeah, they going ham, bro. They eat each other too.
But this shit crazy because you know, I ain't gonna,
that's OG nigga named Barbecue. His name Barbecue Cook. I'm just telling you, that's the OG nigga name over there in Haiti, cuz. They got the gang right there, cuz. Barbecue.
Shit, that's what nigga do. Barbecue with me will do. I want to meet the nigga. Shit.
What I finna say though, bro, I need to get in the studio with one of y'all before I leave again, bro. I'm leaving again soon.
All right, check this out. I'm probably finna get ready to have a session soon, fool. Like, when I say soon, like, man, I'm talking about...
We're gonna talk about how they will get offline. Everybody got everybody. So look, check this out though.
What do you think about the situation, money?
About what? About which situation?
The Diddy shit. What you feel?
The reason why I shy is because I already seen what I had to see. But I had to call people. I said, "Did that going down, man?" I said, "But it just depends. Is she gonna go down like Bill Cosby when they let him out? You know?
Yeah.
Or is she gonna go down like Harvard Rod Steed? Or is he gonna go? Is she gonna pull a motherfucking what's that nigga name, Russell Simmons, and get the fuck on down? You know? Or is he gonna? You know what I'm saying? Some motherfuckers they got away there."
But shit, yeah, but they got the same couldn't people. Get away.
See, look, they got the same people that was on R. Kelly case on his case.
Oh, yeah, so he might have, that's what I said, he might have to pull a Kelly, he might have to lay his ass down. So now, if that's
shit, he done had fun this long, shit, they can't do nothing but risk.
So he done had fun this long, goddamn, he living his life, copper, goddamn.
Yeah, I know it, nigga, they ain't time for him to go get put up.
Copper, that's just like, that's just like a motherfucker looking at you saying, well, he done had all his fun.
What the fuck, nah, bro?
Real nigga shit though. He might do have to lay it down because at the end of the day, it's a fucked up situation though.
He got to lay it down, and then I said, but I also said it depends on how much money is he willing to spend. Is you willing to go broke for your life? You know what I mean?
Guess what? Are Kelly free?
Hell no, nigga! I kind of still locked up. Nigga, the fuck you saying?
I could have sworn I thought that nigga was free.
No,
yeah,
I can't get out. I'll get it dropped out, but no, his ass is locked the fuck up. He's still doing concerts. Oh, I believe I can fly in jail. Y'all got that nigga fucked up. So he
hey, I bet that nigga got plenty of commissary. Man, I sing for you if you give me
right
some.
Right now, because they took away that nigga commissary because he had too many hoes to give him commissary. Come on, because he got to do the research on that thing. They took all to his shit, because they got nothing in that hoe, good. Cuz is up in that hole with dollar bills, y'all.
I didn't know.
Yeah, none of that bitch. Cuz they put cuz out, but he tried to get out. You know who helping him get out?
Who?
Wag 100.
Don't
wag a motherfucker.
Hey, what is he? Is he a gang banger? Is he just an internet person?
he a retired gang banger.
Like I don't know. These niggas get. It get weirder by the day as you watch these niggas on the internet.
Paruka.
As you watch these folks on the internet, they go on Clubhouse. Because see, Clubhouse just like TikTok, just like everything else. And they do all this talking. But then when you get into the interviews with motherfuckers, you act like you tough as a motherfucker. I ain't gonna lie, fool, to me, cuz. That shit be funny to me, bro.
What you about? You talking about just whack 100?
Yeah, like Ashley, he be hard on. And don't know, but let a nigga who people know come to this nigga. This nigga bitch up.
Hey, look, Wack, I'm gonna tell you something. All right. Hey, y'all, well, have y'all niggas read the 48 Laws of Power?
Nah, I ain't gonna lie.
Ready, cop? I mean, you ready, cop?
Nah.
All right, so listen, I'm a lazy nigga, so most of the time when it come to shit like that, right, I just listen to the audio books. But look, I ain't read it yet either. I read the 50th Law of Power. Y'all know what that is?
Keep talking. Mm-hmm. You're putting us on guns. You're about talking.
Okay,
like,
the 50th Law.
I ain't heard of. It's a lot of stuff that I ain't even kind of attention.
Check this out, though, cuz. The 50th Law of Power was 50 Cent teaming up with the nigga that made the 40th Law of Power, right?
Yeah.
I mean, 48 Laws of Power. And his shit was really breaking down the 48 Laws of Power and him adding two more to make the 50th Law of Power for his name, 56, you know. But it's kind of like the Bible. Like, if you sit back and you let the motherfucker tell you what the Bible saying, he gonna tell you from his perspective. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He not gonna tell you, like, but you can go back and read it and see something totally different than what that motherfucker said. Like, how the fuck you get, you know what I mean? So, go back and read the 48 Laws of Power. And we all gonna do that. That's one thing I want all of us to do. Because I had sit back and a motherfucker brought it to my attention. You hear me? And he broke down certain powers. And he said, he showed me exactly how this shit affected certain things. And I was like, oh shit, that nigga ain't lying. Most of these niggas is moving off that book. You know how most motherfuckers say most Christians move off the Holy Bible? You know what I mean? Most of these motherfucking industry niggas is moving off the 48 Laws of Power.
Oh, yeah.
That's something we need to, and there's a whole lot of other shit too. but the 48 Laws of Power, because we need to read that book. But Wack, I like Wack. And that's only because Wack actually was the only motherfucker that really gave my niggas the opportunity to do something. You know what I'm saying? Wack got a nigga. I'm talking about, when I say my niggas, I mean like my niggas. Wack actually got, nigga got a phone line on Wack. You know what I mean? Nigga call Wack. You know what I mean? So, notice I said this though, cuz, regardless about where you go, it's some big shit planning. You hear me, cuz? So, I'm talking to Rosterman. Don't go too far, cuz. I want you to know, like, yeah, this shit right here, look, I'm saying too much right now, but I'm just gonna say it because I got both you niggas right now. This shit it's either gonna catapult you to a whole other level, or you gonna remain, you gonna continue basically where you went now. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
it's the opportunity though. You hear me?
Yeah.
Because I want you to know, because Rosterman, he wanted to be a part, but he take care of personal shit, so that's why I fuck with him tough as fuck, because he actually take care of some personal shit right now, but he's still trying to be a part of what we got going. So, but cuz, the 48 Laws of Power, most of them motherfuckers, now, that's the reason why I said, I don't want to say too much. I don't want to go too deep on her. We'll talk about it. We'll just go to something else. Let's get back to Diddy.
So, okay, so basically, like.
This is how I feel. For one, my nigga, I love my kids to death, right? Like, I got kids. So, I love them to death. And you know what I'm saying? That's with anything. I know for one, if I was in a situation, not saying I ever be in a fucking situation like that, never ever. But if I'm in a situation where three-letter alphabet bulls is looking for me, you hear me? And they got all the locations to my houses, you hear me?
Yeah.
If I'm getting the fuck down, my family get down too. Ain't no fucking way in hell you finna find my C's in no motherfucking house and they coming out in handcuffs and fucking SWAT team.
See, he said they on their own.
Nah, fuck that. I don't think that's how it went. Cause you gotta think about it. Didn't love the fucking kids. I think they
No, he love his girls. He said he don't fuck with his boys like that. He said it before. He said them niggas on their own.
But shit, them niggas still be at his crib chilling and parlaying and shit.
And yeah, they help. They say it's allegation that the sons be helping lace the drinks and partying and shit too.
But I ain't gonna put that on there because for right now, we talk about Diddy. And to be honest with you, I don't want to put shit on no young niggas that's like right about our age. You hear me? But they daddy, nigga, we already kind of knew that. You hear me? But until then. Cause they, I ain't gonna lie, they hold. I ain't gonna get on them. Just leave it at that. So, cuz, I ain't finna have my C's out there though. I don't give a fuck how old they is, whatever they did, if they were part of it or what. I don't give a fuck. Them my C's, cuz. You know what I mean? If I'm finna get on down, I'm gonna let them niggas know. I'm giving them the opportunity to get on down too. I'm pretty sure that exactly, nigga. Come on now. That's Diddy money, cuz. If he could leave, they could leave too. Ain't no fucking way in the hell that you just drag. Like, come on, cuz. This shit gonna be
like, where you would go though? It's like,
and the same. And look, if it ain't the same place, like, I go a couple beaches down from my daddy. I don't give a fuck. I ain't gotta be right there in Jamaica. I go, you know what I mean? Like, the fuck you mean? I'm leaving.
Yeah, but shit, I really don't know, like. Situation of what I see and what they've been saying for the longest, and then at the end of the day, like shit, I ain't.
That's
never
how
been
we talk about. Party, that's so how we talk about.
This. You know what I'm saying? Say what happened or what the age limit was, cause man,
it was just one. John, she was 16. You hear me? And she had proof of shit because she had a picture with her sitting on Diddy lap and shit. You hear me? And this was 16-year-old, but it was all some type of shit that you was talking about though, cuz, as far as you was hollering at the little old chick and you was this age and she was this age type of shit. It was kind of like that, but she lied and told Diddy that she was 18 though, or something, or 17. I think she said she told him, but she was 17. But she was really like 15, 16 on some shit. You hear me?
Well, look at, huh? Say, yeah, go off and say, basically look at it like Diddy was fucking with Young Miami, right? Young Miami and her.
No, Young Miami was of age when she was rapping, girl, wasn't it?
Cuz I don't care how old you are, Diddy, nigga, if Young Miami my age and Diddy down there my daddy age, cuz put that shit in perspective. You still fucking a young person.
You can't say that though, cause you know all these little hoes right there. Cause think about this, all these little hoes right there. I'm not calling Young Miami a hoe, but all these little hoes right there looking for a sugar daddy. Cause you cannot say
like for years.
Hey, KG, am I lying, cause?
No, you ain't lying.
Been like that for years. So you know, Uncle Charles, you had to come over there and pay that rent. So you know.
Fuck you talk about, get what? They get juiced on there, and I did go get juiced on there in 2 weeks. You hear me? Get the nigga rocks off, and he'll pay that motherfucking monthly bill for you. They got shit at that.
It's fucked up because, like I say, we don't know what I can't say what they ain't saying is true or false. I can't, because I ain't never seen this shit for my eyes, so it's like it's hard to speak on. Only thing I can speak on is what I'm seeing, what they've been talking about.
I ain't gonna
about
lie, though. It's easy to believe. I'm gonna tell you why it's easy to believe to me. Cause like we don't know how it feel to be rich as hell. And they say when you be rich as hell, you get bored. So just imagine that shit.
But yeah, I can't imagine
this. Hold on, but notice this. KG just said a lot because nigga, would I get bored right now, you know what I do?
What?
I'm just being honest. I go irritate my kids. My kids, they be, you know, they get irritated. They be still, you know, get the fuck away from me, dad. I'm still fucking with type of shit. But after that, I go fuck with some music. After that, I go do some clothes. After that, I go do some other shit. You feel what I'm saying? We got some entertainers. But what when we get to the point we done did all the clothes? We done did all this. We done did all that. You see what I'm saying? Well,
guess what? Cuz, just live your life then. You ain't got nothing else to, like, really, what you trying to do?
Bought all the cars. You done bought 13,000 mansions, cuz. You done gave your mama 100,000 times.
If put it like that, if I was in a position where I had all that money, bro, and I was able to do everything I had to do, guess what? I got to think about my aunties that's still here. I got to think about my brothers, my cousins, my family. I'm talking about as a family tree, not just half of your family. I'm talking
all
about
them straight. All them straight. Think about that. All them straight, cuz. You got platinums on platinums on platinums. You don't produce niggas like motherfucker Shine, motherfucker Biggie. You know what I'm saying? The whole fucking Junior Mafia. You don't produce motherfuckers like, come on, cuz. You that nigga. You that nigga, cuz. It ain't nothing stopping you. Cuz, regardless of what you said. Cause everything that you thinking about right now, all your problems and shit that you got right now, cause it's taking care of. Ain't nothing you can say that you can do to knock me off my pivot. You got clothes. You got shoes. You are the top of the world. Motherfuckers look at you as a multi-millionaire, cause. You are a multi-millionaire. You're about to be a billionaire, cause. And you mean to tell me that when you get bored, you ain't finna make this young lady, eat this young lady.
No, I don't do that shit when I'm getting
bored. Yeah, I think so.
It's a certain type
of
thing.
Yeah, I think so.
When it comes to that type shit, nigga, like if I get bored, nigga, and I had all that money, cuz I just do some fun, dumb, crazy, like extremely good shit. Like, nigga, I'll build a fucking big ass moon bounce.
Everybody ain't us, cuz.
I saw you say that.
We from a different cloud. We from a different cloth, cuz.
I don't know, cuz. Like, you gotta think, shit, Gotti got all that money, shit. What you think he doing? You think he doing some fucked up shit, cuz? The king of Memphis, now, got all that money. You think he doing some fuck?
Yes.
Of course he's doing
yes.
some fuck shit, but is he doing yes. some shit like Diddy type? Like, nigga, we got...
No shit like Diddy. He doing shit a little bit worse than that.
He just gonna buy another one. He just
go
buy another one.
He doing shit a little bit worse than that. But I'm not listening to what I'm saying.
I'm listening to you. I just said when I don't know, cuz like maybe I gotta have all that money for me to think of like what I'd be doing if I was bored. Cause shit, I have a big ass house. I throw a party, but not did it party. I throw a party for the people who couldn't go to parties back then, like people who couldn't have proms back then. I do a lot of
see,
shit.
But that's what he's saying. Everybody don't think the same.
It'll be every day.
Cuz, we are, look, We from a totally different cloth from other motherfuckers. We got
motherfuckers from New York, ain't it?
He from the Bronx, cuz.
Exactly, like shit. Them niggas been
what I'm saying shit, though, if I'm not mistaken, he might be from fucking Harlem. He might be from, but anyway.
I think he is from Harlem, but anyway, like New York.
But anyway, but like I was saying though, cuz, because it don't matter where you from, cuz, it's about where you at. And notice this too, cuz. This nigga here, we cut from a totally different cloth, cuz. You know the reason why I can call you and call motherfucking Rockstar KG? Is because we all cut from a different cloth. It's some niggas I could call and they won't pick up the fucking phone. It's just, you feel what I'm saying? Even though I am who I am. Because
you ain't never did, like, cuz, come on, cuz. My whole life of knowing you, cuz, and KG and Roscoe, Cali, like, cuz. We never crossed each other out, whether it was for anything.
It's a different cloth, cuz. But how many niggas have you been around that done crossed you out?
Plenty. Plenty.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? So with that being said, now look at it as like, standpoint.
I be trying to support some of my, when I say my niggas, they niggas like my niggas, but my niggas, I be trying to support my niggas because, nigga, I know how it feel to go from nothing to something to not having nobody, cuz, to being locked up and not having nobody, cuz. And it's the thing, cuz, I'm waiting on you to get out to see you get back on your shit. You get out, cuz I'm fucking. Come on, bro. You my day one, not my day one, real day one. But when it comes down to the game,
we don't,
that day one shit hit different. You see what I'm saying?
My like, fault, cop. I ain't gonna cut you off no more, cuz. Speak your mind, cuz. I ain't gonna cut you off no more.
You good? You good? It's just like I say, like, cuz I'm screaming niggas' minds in my song. That's the hottest song right now.
Mm-hmm.
And them niggas cross me, and now I'm like, shit. I can't mention nobody else, cuz shit. Niggas be on different time and could be fucked up.
You could mention KG, you could mention myself.
Come on, I can mention y'all for sure, but I'm just saying, like, you know how we used to do when we get in the studio and we just shout out woo-to-woo-woo-to-woo. Yeah. Niggas just came to the studio one time and we giving them a shout out on our shit.
It's like this though, cuz most of the time we did it, cuz it was just like us. As entertainers, us as creators, us as artists, we especially coming from what could you know, say Oakland, you know, so I can say Vegas, I can say Memphis, because he done been all those different type of play. I could say a lot more places if I wanted to, but I'm just gonna say Oakland, Vegas, Memphis. Just, you know, so with that shit being said, cuz like. We can. That's amazing. Let me have it. Can I have this, Nova? Thank you, baby. Okay, go ahead. So, but basically, what I was saying was
this. Oh, shit! My bad. My cash out. This shit just hit.
Okay, cool. So basically, what I was saying, cool, was this, right?
Yeah.
It don't matter where you're from, cuz. And then, too, cuz.
This shit hit. I'm so happy
now, cuz. This nigga hurt. Cuz, what we talk about, Rasta?
I'm doing a little application. What'd you say?
I said, what was we talking about?
I'm listening, bro.
What we talk about, cop?
Shit, we talk about life. Let me stop it though, cause like I'm sorry, y'all, everybody who watching and listening and tuning in. Like, this is copper all the way. Like, I might play, but when it's time for being in money, no.
No, cuz. Don't apologize to these motherfuckers, man. They're my people.
I'm saying, like, cuz I'm doing so much over here too, though. You see what I'm saying? So I'm focused.
I'm gonna let y'all know, aka, if y'all ever heard this much enthusiasm in this voice. Another time on the podcast, Papa J got a check, ladies and gentlemen. And that's Papa talk when he get a check. You understand what I'm saying? So shout out to my motherfucking nigga with a whole check, man, on
y'all. Shout out to y'all, though, man. Really money, fool. Really money, cuz.
Really can't cheat.
Nigga, I put it, I really, all of us, cuz. Because if you want to be told, cuz, we the day ones who... Come on, man. This the team right here. This the Boondocks right here. What you doing?
It's the Boondocks.
What you doing?
It's the Bulldogs. And you know why it was true enough? Because we all loved the TV show. I think we all had came together like, hey, because, you know, we was in the studio the whole time. We was in the studio around about that time. We was watching Bulldogs in the studio. So we was all like, fuck it, you know. But when all of us came who came up with the name Bulldogs?
I think it was really like a team thing, like what we were thinking about.
Because we all was watching who came up with Boondocks. Hey, KG, did you come up with Boondocks?
I had something to do with it, yeah.
Because I wasn't thinking about Boondocks. I was just recording.
Nah, because you got to think about it. But it's just how it is. Is it racist and shit? Hey, look, we was on that spice. Hey, get that spice store. Hey, get that spice store. Hey, KG, you remember that spice store?
KG? Nigga thought he was Spider-Man in there, huh?
Man, that shit, man, but look, though, man, on some real nigga shit, like, man, life is what you make it, man.
Boy.
We just going up from here, though. We going up from here. I just want y'all niggas to know, though. I want y'all niggas to know this right here, right? Like, let's talk about the spice store, though. Spice store's off the chain, but we gonna put that in the movie. Let's go to the movie. But on some bullshit, though, look, gentlemen.
Yeah.
We got this huge cypher coming up. I was trying to leave it to myself, but I'm thinking I'm gonna need y'all niggas help anyway. We got this huge cypher coming up. When I say huge, I mean huge, nigga. I'm talking about the motherfucking video gonna be at least 17 minutes long. But know this, though. It's gonna be all of us. You hear me? When you walk in this bitch, you gonna know like it's gonna be like a breath of fresh air. Like it's gonna be like
good times, man.
Like you gonna be like, oh shit, this is the Bulldogs. This is good times. This is the old times. This how it's supposed to be. This how it need to be. You know what I mean?
Guess what? The one thing about how they could. We ain't never fell off. We ain't never do nothing. Guess what? All we did was mine grow.
Let me ask you niggas this. Have you niggas heard depression is beautiful?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. This shit is how we used to do it. There's no mixing, no mix. A couple of them got mixed a little bit. A couple of them got a little volume change. But it's like how we used to do it. Like just strictly work. So what I mean by that is this. Move right on to the next one. And this is what the albums I've been producing. We just moving right on to the next one. Making it volume, turn the volume up, add a little bit of EQ, add a little bit of compression, add a little bit of, you know what I'm saying, the chorus. Just so the people can actually hear what I'm saying and continue to move on to the next one. And this is just what it is. I ain't doing nothing special on it. And red, yellow, purple, green. With that video shoot when I see y'all. That's it. Red, yellow, purple, green. I'm doing that. But could. What I say? Hey. Say what?
What you say, Bree? Because I might have a customized fit for the, you know what I'm saying, the game.
It's all black. I was talking about trying to rent out some vans and shit, but I said, you know, you niggas got money. You niggas probably want to drive what you niggas want to drive. But in the vans, though, especially the van that I'm in or the truck that I'm in, is we record in that hole. So, and then, too, I'm going to need the Hummer pause. I'm going to need y'all niggas like for 10 hours for one day. You hear me?
Yeah.
Count me in.
But this not. I'm gonna tell you straight up, cause transportation might be 6.5 hours. You know what I mean? And get to the location and all that. But
give me the date and give me the time before the date, so
If y'all know any motherfuckers that's fine with the producing, that's fine with the not the producing, but the that's fine with the beats.
I got them.
And the fire engineer. Let me know.
I got him.
All right, now check the nigga price, how much a beat gonna be, and let him know this beat. Yo,
I'm gonna holler out the Nero, fool. You know, he from
the Nero, cuz you know the Nero. Hey, cuz, hold up, Paul.
I've been talking to him for years.
You know the Dero though, right? You know we went to school with that nigga, right, KG?
Yeah, I was just say I talked to him. We talked already.
J. Michael.
Who?
The Nero, I know his name, his real name, J. Michael.
Nah, that ain't the same nigga we talking about.
You know what I'm saying?
We talking about
the one that I know make beats for Gucci now, cuz.
Nah, okay, we talking about somebody different. Hey, cuz, hey, KG. Get up with the Nero though, KG. And we gonna get up with the nigga he talking about. But it got to be hard enough.
You know I told you? He goes send me 60 beats. I'm gonna pick two. I'm
gotta go, y'all.
All right, look, KG.
Matter of fact, when you get out, KG, just hit me up.
Okay.
All right. But money, he giving me two beats for 100, and he giving me 60 beats to pick through. So if we bring some more money in, we could buy more beats. We could down there buy a mixtape of beats type shit.
Ain't no mixtape, cuz if you buy beats like that, cuz it's an album, cuz if you buy an original beats, if he give you a beat tape for 60 beats on the beat tape, right? And you able to pick two for 100, if he give you exclusive rights off them beats, no, that's working towards your album, cuz you own that beat now. You know what I mean? So yeah, that type of shit. You know what I mean?
I got my brother on speed there too for some beats and shit. You know what I'm saying? So shit, I got some shit going. You know what I'm saying?
Little big bro.
Nah, big bro.
Big bro.
You know, the one I've been yelling about the
Hollywood. What you been yelling about? I just got to link up with big bro. That's all.
So you know it's nothing.
Hey, you know both of you niggas got niggas in Cali. Shout out to my nigga Big Head D. He got brother out there in Cali. We took pictures a long time ago. It was way a long time ago. Like, but he got brother out there too. Shout out to brother out there in Cali. You know who you is. So check this out though, Copper.
Yes, sir.
Dad, look. I ain't gonna lie. Let me say this. I'm proud of you. Like for real. I want
the whole stop, world. I gotta keep going. I gotta keep going to the top, money. You hear me? I gotta keep cause for one, like a lot of folks doubted a nigga, cuz.
Everybody
when I met y'all. I'm talking about the time I met y'all. A lot of people doubted me, cuz. They laughed at me, cuz. Oh, you doing music, you whoop whoop whoop. Guess what they doing now? Cuz you got some new music on the way, man. You need to come on, put that shit. They rushing me to put some shit out.
This is what I want you to know, right?
Sorry for the wait, coming soon.
I like that. We might need to change that topic because
you know, when it comes down to that shit, like
yes, sir. Okay, okay, yes, sir. Go do it.
It really is sorry for the wait. Everybody did it, but get what?
No, not everybody. The GOAT done did it, and
the
I ain't
GOAT talking about did it. Chief Keith done did it. OG Boo Dirty done did it. Guess who else for the do it?
Cargo Cup. Shout out to my nigga. Sorry for the wait. Sorry for the wait. No. Sorry for the wait coming soon. You heard my nigga say, Cargo Cop, we're finna do it. We finna do all this shit. Sorry for the wait coming soon.
Hey,
guess
what? Hey, this motherfucking list of bangers that we're gonna have, bro. Come on, man. I'm telling you money. Once I make this shit happen, cuz, it's up from there. I'm talking about Duke Beach now. You hear me?
Hey, Copper, but this cipher.
Yeah,
it's worth for the calipo too. I just want you to know this, cop. Continue doing what you're doing.
Man, I keep cutting you off because I'm thinking like how you.
No, because continue doing what you're doing, cuz. And I want you to know this. This cipher for the have. You know you Gutter Squad. What is up, right? You know you're president of Gutter Squad, right?
Yes, sir.
So with all that being said, you know how happy you was. How happy you was.
Yeah, Joe.
that motherfucker said, yeah, Joe. Hey, that motherfucker right up there.
He's like, no.
It's Glow. Yeah, Glow. Yeah, you right. You okay.
And the thing about the Joe Biden, I believe he's a pretty cool dude.
No, he not. Don't do that. You could get sucked in, cuz. No, it's not that, cuz. You know I be capping, man. Okay, we gonna talk about that offline, man.
What I'm finna do here, cuz, I'm finna get started on this little project and shit.
Yes, sir.
I ain't trying to cut the podcast short, but mind if you hit me back tomorrow at the same time, I'm on.
Whenever y'all heard that, nigga. Cargo Copper said, fuck the podcast. He got to get to the money. It's your boy DJ Hot Money, the motherfucking DJ without no motherfucking turntables. I'm KID's baby sitter. Don't want to shot Mr. Wig here, your motherfucking ass. Mr. I think I need help. Tell the barrel towards your way. Cop back. Key yourself. You was not listening to Butter the Movement Podcast. Hey, Butter the Movement Podcast. I had special guests on as far as KG Rockstar, by the KG, and my also my co-host,
Cargo Copper.
And we out this bitch. Go.
It's your boy DJ High Money, and if you don't know, I just dropped a mixtape out right now on my mixtapes. Depression is Beautiful, clothing line with the clothes to match. Depression is Beautiful, out right now. I'm finna give you 2 exclusive songs. You can see who made the beat and everything if you look at your phone or at the place that you are listening to the music right now. Like I said, Depression is Beautiful. Out right now on my mixtapes. Money Goat, Depression is Beautiful. I'm out this bitch. Go! Real chemists working with a beat, cause she got nothing on but a body attract the preachers. I got real killers waiting up to meet you with backup shooters. Waiting on the bleachers, wait with a blicker. Boy, you better not bleak, boy. Leave your land on the floor. What the fuck you reach for? Say you want the gold, then come and get it, cause I hold the gold. And a rainbow leads right to your nose. She snorted out the pack like, how much can your body take? Say that she want the dick. How much can you tolerate sitting on the baby? And she'll be gone yesterday. She gon' get her ass up and get that bitch gone today. I had prices on my head, I ain't scared to say. The only question is why them niggas hesitate. I died at birth, I should've been dead. The last thing on my mind is the price of my head. Stretch out my arms and kick it with my 3 bones. Just telling you what I'm doing while I'm waiting on you. To be honest, this shit funny to me. With no punchline, it's not coming, let's keep it real. Nigga talking killer, right? Okay, let's keep it drill. If I spend on your block, there's no way you live. Real chemists working with a beat, cause she got nothing on but a body attract the preachers. I got real killers waiting up to meet you with backup shooters. Waiting on the bleachers, wait with a blicker. Boy, you better not bleak, boy. Leave your land on the floor. What the fuck you reach for? Say you want the gold, then come and get it, cause I hold the gold. And a rainbow leads right to your nose. It's beautiful. I promise. Look, it's coming from a motherfucker that really suffered from deep depression. And I want you to know, look, God's got what they tell you. You are beautiful. It's God. They keep telling me, oh no, how the fuck no, oh, they got shit to hold on to. They keep telling me it's enough. I tell you, I have love. You don't know what the fuck I'm in. Say you relate, but you don't. Say you feel me, but you can't. Oh, feel like I'm sloughed in the river, face down. Please let me drown. And I ain't looking for a savior. Like here I go once again. Yeah.
And I don't want your opinion. Give a fuck if you judge me. Yeah. They say that I am brainwashed, right? But you brainwashed, you really think that we are free? Just let me be. They ask the oppression is beautiful, like a purple bumblebee. Please, let me be. If they ask you, depression is beautiful.
There's breaking news. An attorney for rapper and producer Sean Diddy Combs is maintaining his innocence in the first public statement since yesterday's federal raids on his homes in Florida and California. CNN security correspondent Josh Campbell is joining us now from Los Angeles with more. Josh, give us the latest.
Yeah, Wolf. Well, an attorney for Sean Combs blasting federal agents who were at both residences yesterday in Miami and here in Los Angeles, blasting what they're calling a show of force by armed tactical agents. The attorney describing this as a witch hunt, saying that this was a gross overuse of military level force. Still, he says that Combs is cooperating with investigators. I'll read you part of the statement. He goes on to say neither Mr. Combs nor any of his family members have been arrested, nor has their ability to travel been restricted in any way. There has been no finding of criminal or civil liability with any of these allegations. Mr. Combs is innocent and will continue to fight every single day to clear his name. Of course, Wolf, the law enforcement action that attorney is criticizing involved dozens of federal agents showing up yesterday at these residences. This team of federal agents, Wolf, responsible for investigating very serious federal crimes. Sean Diddy Combs, music mogul.
I'm the definition of.
Now the target of a federal investigation carried out by a team that specializes in human trafficking crimes. Two homes belonging to Combs, one in Los Angeles and one in Miami Beach, were searched Monday, according to a law enforcement source briefed on the investigation. A second law enforcement source familiar with the search warrants tells CNN agents were authorized to search his homes for documents, phones, computers, and other electronic devices. Armed vehicles descended on the property simultaneously, a precaution related to armed private security teams employed by Combs. His homes were searched by HSI, the principal investigative arm of the Department of Homeland Security, with personnel stationed across the globe, which specializes in countering human trafficking, focused both on rescuing victims and identifying and prosecuting suspected traffickers. This investigation coming on the heels of several civil lawsuits.
All of them were incredibly graphic, accusing Diddy of rape, grooming, sexual assault, drugging women. There's a lot of similarities in these lawsuits.
One of those from a former girlfriend, Cassandra Ventura, who goes by the stage name Cassie, alleging rape and physical abuse, was settled in November. In a December statement, Combs responded to the claims in all the lawsuits, saying, "Sickening allegations have been made against me by individuals looking for a quick payday. Let me be absolutely clear. I did not do any of the awful things being alleged." Cassie's attorney responding to Monday's searches and the investigation. Hopefully, this is the beginning of a process that will hold Mr. Combs responsible for his depraved conduct. Another lawsuit filed in February by a former employee, producer Rodney Jones, who goes by the stage name Lil Rod, accusing Combs of, among other things, sexual assault. The musician was not at either home at the time. His whereabouts still unknown.
This is a huge stain on his reputation, to say the least, and this really feels like a fall from grace for one of the biggest stars and moguls in the music world.
Now, of course, Wolf, the big question, what, if anything, did investigators find at either residence in Miami and here in Los Angeles, and how might that information factor into this ongoing criminal investigation? As of right now, Wolf, investigators aren't saying.
All right, Josh Campbell reporting for us. Thanks for all that. Let's bring an attorney and legal affairs commentator, Areva Martin, right now. Areva, what's your read on this defiant statement from Diddy's lawyer?
Well, it's something that I expected of Wolf. When you look at the statement that Diddy himself made in December, he has been pretty consistent in his statements that these allegations against him are not true and that these individuals that have filed lawsuits are doing so only to try to extort money from him. That was one of the statements that was made after Jones, the producer, filed his lawsuit in February. So I think it's consistent with what we're hearing from Combs's legal team.
Where does this investigation, Areva, go from here? Could Diddy actually be criminally charged anytime soon in this federal sex trafficking probe?
Well, one thing we do know, Wolf, is that in order for this law enforcement agency to raid both of his homes in the way that they did, they had to get a warrant. And to get that warrant, they had to present a probable cause statement before a magistrate judge. So they had to produce some evidence that they were going to find evidence of criminal activity in his homes. Otherwise, they would not have been able to get those search warrants. So we do know, despite not hearing directly from these law enforcement agents, that clearly there is a criminal investigation underway and that they believe that there would be evidence of crimes in one or both of these homes. And if you read that Rodney Jones lawsuit, it is replete with very, very serious and salacious allegations, including allegations that Combs had cameras throughout his homes where he videotaped himself and others having sexual activity with sex workers and in some cases even underage girls. So there are some very serious allegations that have been made against Sean Combs.
Out of these previous lawsuits, Areva, against Diddy, alleging sexual misconduct, possibly inform this new investigation?
Well, you know, one thing, Wolf, that was always curious was as these civil lawsuits were being filed, the question was always looming as to whether these same individuals making claims in civil lawsuits were also talking to law enforcement agents. If you're claiming in a civil lawsuit that you've been raped, that you've been drugged, that you've experienced sexual assault, one would imagine that you've also made those same complaints to some local district attorney, FBI, or some kind of law enforcement agency. So I'm not surprised. I don't think many people are surprised that there is some criminal investigation that is running parallel to these civil lawsuits, particularly when you look at the nature of the allegations. And again, they're allegations. Nothing's been proven in court, but they are very serious allegations.
Yes, they are. Do you expect, Areva, we may actually hear from Diddy himself anytime soon?
I do not think so. He gave that statement on social media in December, but now that his homes have been raided by federal agents, I don't think we're going to hear anything from him. We will continue, perhaps, to hear through his attorneys his continued denial of the allegations that have been made against him. But I have to imagine that his lawyers are telling him that anything he says at this moment could be used against him if these criminal charges ultimately result in some kind of prosecution and trial. So I do not expect that we will hear anything from him either in person or on social media.
Areva Martin, thanks for that analysis.